Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a sign of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We could leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, live my lies. Feline, with a death wish. Eat right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Welcome to the show. I'm back here in the studio at the Godland Show. It's good to be back. Enjoyed our time in Lake Charles. Thanks to the Golden Nugget. Appreciate all the hospitality they provide. But when you get back to your regular routine, you wonder if things are the same. And you know what? Walking into the studio today, some things remain the same. Like Lance left a mess because for people who listen closely to the morning show, you'll know he'll drink, he'll eat, he'll clear his throat. All the things you're not supposed to do into a microphone. He does it all. He's an unprofessional lout. That's his deal. And he also will leave the remains of his breakfast here. Today it's not so bad. It's just like the runoff of condensation on the table from his coffee drink order. Okay. I get it. I expect that. Would a considerate person get a napkin and wipe it down? Sure, because it's not a restaurant. You don't actually have someone being paid to clean up after you. And even then, you might want to do it because, you know, that's the life you're on. You want to clean up after yourself. He doesn't, clearly. So that's there. But forget about that because that's expected. What wasn't expected, and I saw this morning when I was setting up the studio for our stream, and Lance didn't mention it, and I'm glad he didn't because it allows me to. There's a clipper guard in here for someone who might just want to cut their hair at home. There's a guard here, the left ear specifically. I don't know who brought this. I don't know why it made its way into the studio because we weren't here Monday and Tuesday, so it couldn't be anyone who's part of the 7 to 12 block. There would be no reason to be in the studio. Yesterday, they were out and about, correct? Will Kunkel was out?
Yes, they're at Ducky McSweeney's.
Ducky McSweeney's.
12 to 6.
So the entire afternoon block was out.
Yeah.
So who do we think this belongs to?
Other than possibly Jeremy and Joe, and that's where Joe sits during that show.
So Joe has a young son. So I could see the cutting of the young son's hair because depending on what you want your kid to look like, you may not want to take them to a barber. Barbers can be expensive even for a kid's haircut at times. So maybe you're at home, you put something around the kid so the hair doesn't get on his clothes. You just do a little quick buzz. Maybe, I don't know that. I don't know that it belongs to Joe, but it belongs to someone. Why is a left ear guard here? Who do you think, if it's not Joe who sits here, who else could it be?
Then we're going weekend bullpen was on the road, So it was we're looking at Will Doctor, but I think Will sits in the other chair.
And like, I haven't seen Will in a while. I don't suspect he's cutting his own hair.
No, not his. Then we go to last week.
Who was here on Friday?
I think
in the afternoon.
I think it was all remote Thursday and Friday for the World Cup.
And it wasn't here when I left on Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It might be Joe. It might be Joe.
Maybe Joe forgot. He was digging through his bag for stuff.
Yeah,
he just happened to have a left ear guard here for whoever needed a haircut. You think Joe's like Frank Ross and he's giving haircuts to the community? What's it called? Coach Cuts? What we need a name for Joe. Side haircutting business.
Yeah, I don't know who else.
He would probably name it Cubs Cuts.
Cubs Cuts.
Yeah. I don't know, but maybe I'll find out somehow, some way why there's a left ear guard just sitting here, which wasn't here the last time I was in the building, but now is. So that's fun. I'll do a little investigation. Maybe I'll report back. No, you don't need it for multiple reasons. You're a man who is growing out the hair. We would say that's shoulder length now.
Yeah.
There'd be no reason. I'm not touching it because it's not hygienic for me to touch this
either
thing.
On someone's ear or.
Yeah, I'm not touching it, but it's too low for you to use. It would just change the entire complexion of your hair. So I don't know. But it is an interesting thing to walk into because of all the things you could see, a random left. It's the only thing in here that was left.
It's out of place.
Yes. So it stays here until we get an explanation because I'm not touching it. As I said, we're back from the Golden Nugget.
I think the afternoon, I think they're out.
So it will be here tomorrow.
Yeah, they're out for the rest of the week.
Yeah, so maybe I'll send a couple texts, but it'll be here until someone decides to move it. And Lance certainly didn't want to touch it.
They are out for the rest of the week.
So maybe it's here on Monday. Or maybe someone on the weekend comes and gathers their stuff. Who knows?
Cam Smith? I don't know.
I don't know.
He wouldn't sit there, though.
There's very few people who would be sitting in this spot to leave it, but here it is. So we're back from the Golden Nugget, and I was tasked with spending my own money for my mom's benefit because she likes the slots, and she knew I was going to be there. So she said, put $20 down, go to the slots, spend $20, and I get the proceeds. And by I, she meant herself. Mm. She said, I get the proceeds.
Do you get like 10% VIG?
I thought I could get some, but from the conversation over the phone, it did not appear
that was budgeted.
That was part of the plan. Okay. Like if I won with my money, it was it was still go to her because she prompted me to walk into the casino. So I didn't do it when I got there on Sunday, didn't do it on Monday. What I did do is go there after the show on Tuesday. So I packed up, already had checked out, put all the stuff in the car and walked back in the casino. And I hadn't used the slots in probably 10 years because I was in Southern California. I grew up there. My mom stayed there. And when I visit her, sometimes we go to Vegas when she lived there. So I hadn't been in a casino in a long time. I went there and was completely overwhelmed, like sensory overload. And I didn't know what slots to pick. So I picked one. My mom's 20 went right out the door pretty quickly. No money for her. And then I go, you know what? This is a waste of time. So let me go get more. So I go, I'm just going to go 60. 60 is because I don't even want to be here. I don't gamble. Let me use 60. Found a machine that I liked. Walked out of there, as far as my own 60 is concerned, about $300 up.
Oof.
Now, if I include what my mom asked me to spend, a little less than that, about $280 up.
Okay.
But my own personal gain, about $300. And then I thought to myself, as I was looking at the news of the day, Floyd Mayweather never walks out of this casino $300 up.
No. That's why they can have those super nice rooms. Yeah. That's why they can.
I am a menace to them. Like, the fact that I said enough's enough after 2 hours because I had to come back to Houston.
Yeah.
I would not be a beloved guest.
No, you're not getting your room upgraded.
No. I was like, you know what? Up 300 is pretty good. Let's go home.
Yeah. Okay. Next question.
All right.
Does mom get any of that?
I explained to her specifically through text. Your 220 went quick.
The first 20.
That's your 20, and
that
was
loser
gone.
Money.
Because I only walked in there planning to spend 20. Yep. And when her 20 went, I was like, you know what? This went like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. Let's go and try again because they got me, but I got them at the very end. So it was a clear delineation. I took out the 20 for her and then got another 60 for me. So, yes, the only reason I was in the casino is because she wanted me to bet. But I made sure there could be no room for argument. Your 20 gone.
Your 20 lost.
And then I went right back to the ATM, got another 60, and
by
started
61.
Winning. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
It's two separate transactions.
Exactly. If someone wants to do a forensic accounting of what I did, in fact, it's actually 40 because I put 20 to give to the person who cleans up the room. Slapped 20 down, said thank you, whatever. So I took out 40, 20 for my mom, 20 for the maids, and then 60 for me. So, okay. Hey, if you want to do the research, mom, I got the receipts.
I have the bank records.
Yeah, no, there's no question how things broke down.
Okay.
So that 300 okay. belongs to me. Shout out to the Golden Nugget.
I might have been like, hey, mom, you won $50.
Nah.
Pocket the $250.
Not even that.
Hey, everyone feels good now.
Because I explained to her before we even made the deal that, because she, you know, the thing is, if she had been open and like, you know what, yeah, you keep some.
Yeah, I think that's where she went wrong.
She said, no, this is my 20. Yeah. In fact, when it's my 20. But, hey, I asked you, but you're not going to argue with your mother. Hey, she birthed you, she raised you. All the things
send
that come
her a Venmo request for $20.
All the things that come into play, why you do things for your mom. So we had a deal.
Yeah,
your 20 is over here. Will I tell her openly that I won money? No, because I don't want to have the argument. I don't want the reasoning being that, hey, you wouldn't even have been in there if not for me. I don't want to have that discussion. She sometimes listens, sometimes doesn't, so I am taking a risk here. And if it gets back to her, it gets back to her. Then we'll have a different conversation about perhaps when your only son is being asked to use 20 bucks of his own money to win you money, maybe we actually maybe a little bit more generous with what I would get.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe there's a kickback next
time. Yeah, you just never know. So, good time. Got back. Drove through a rainstorm, which is still continuing. So, hopefully everybody's okay as the streets of Houston are not just flooded with water, but flooded with Congo and Portugal fans as the tournament in Houston continues. We had Glenn Davis on the morning show. He's going to be calling the game for the World Feed. I'm not sure. Actually, I'm not sure where you can find the Glenn Davis call. I'm sure there are methods if you have certain access to things, but he won't be on Fox, but Portugal and Congo will be as the World Cup gets going again. We had a big day with the big stars, and they all came through, and we'll see if Ronaldo is motivated to ruin Portugal's day by being a high-usage guy in the World Cup.
the problem.
Yeah, we'll see. So we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll get into the Astros because Hunter Brown was back on the mound and an old friend was back in Fromber as the Astros find a way late to win. If you want to join us, the number is 713-780-3776. I do want to remind you, we're doing all this talking about a hair guard and who could be the culprit. And it's a little tough because people are out and about. We don't know who's in and when they're in, and that continues today because from 12 to 6, the guys will be at Watson's House of Ales, and you will have the chance to win a $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company. Just find the promo team today to register. The winner will be announced at 5:30, and the winner does not have to be present at the time of the drawing. So go to Watson's House of Ales, hang out with the guys, sign up for that gift certificate from Republic Boot Company, and maybe you get a nice prize from us and them, and head on over to Republic Boot Company and go find something great for yourself or someone else. So that's today, 12 to 6 at Watson's House of Ales. All right, segment one done. We will be back.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
So Hunter Brown was back after a long absence. He was back, and he had to go up against, well, at least his lineup had to go up against Fromber. Fromber was on the mound, and you got an actual... Do I want to call it a duel when it's Tuesday in June? I don't know. I feel like that's reserved for the postseason. But you got a nice pitching matchup out there, and the guys performed in a way you would expect two guys of their caliber to perform, particularly when they're not just Hunter coming back, but Fromber certainly had a little extra because, as he talked about yesterday, the Astros did not really make him an offer. He would have liked to at least been able to talk about coming back, but they didn't give him the opportunity. We know it ended poorly, maybe brought on by the fact that there was no real offer on the table and they didn't negotiate with them in the offseason. And when the Tigers came with what they came with, there was no chance that Fromber was ever going to get a deal that matched that from the Astros. But he was out there, and he got his video, and the Astros went on to win thanks to some late game, let's say, questionable fielding by the Tigers as Delgado.
Yeah,
came through. He had a two-run single to get them to 3-2, and then the Astros tacked on another run in the eighth inning to win 4-2. But if you look at Fromber, went six, only gave up the one run, did not see a post or quote post game about him saying, "Hey, all I can do is pitch. The other guys have to come through with runs."
A little different from last year.
We didn't hear that. He's new with the Tigers, so he's not gotten to the point where he thinks he can openly criticize his teammates in the same way he did with the Astros. And then Hunter didn't get a quality start because he didn't get through six. Did throw the 92 pitches, had 7 Ks, walked three. But all in all, that's what you want to see from Hunter Brown. And it did lead to a win. Brian King, did his best to give it away. But he winds up with the win.
Yeah, he's the pitcher of record.
Yeah, and Josh Hader gets another save. I think since Hader's been back, he hasn't allowed anyone past second base, I think, since he's returned. I believe I saw that from Chandler Rome. So he's been locked down, had another strikeout yesterday, did give up a hit. But Hader has been very good in his return, and the Astros get a win. But in a season where random people we've never heard of just show up and start to play, yesterday was Ronel Delgado, who played for the Astros and got a 2 RBI single. So welcome to the club, Raynell. I hardly knew you existed. In fact, that's not true. I didn't know you existed. And now he's contributing to win. So welcome, Raynell.
Yeah, yeah. Astro, in the minds of all the Portuguese and Congolese tourists that were at the game, I'm sure they're like, this Delgado guy is something. Where can I get his jersey?
Well, speaking to that, Freddie was in an Altuve jersey when he was taking photos.
Yeah, he was at NASA.
Yeah, he's still here. He's going to the Portugal Congo game. He is taking in the tropical storm like weather we're having and making note of it. But he's going to that game along with a lot of other people. So if you're going to that game, Sean, can you tell people what you've decided to do to make this game interesting?
Yes, we mentioned it on or in passing, I think very quickly last segment, but Messi hat trick last night, a brace for Kylian Mbappe, correct, in the France-Senegal game?
Erling Haaland got one as well.
Erling Haaland was very good against Iraq, yeah. Yes. I'm mostly focused on Messi here and the response from one Cristiano Ronaldo. So went to the old Prize Picks app, and not a sponsor right now. This is actually just how I live my life.
Uh-huh.
4.5 shots for Cristiano. Give me the more on that.
Do we know if he's starting? You don't care.
He's got to be starting.
And
he's got to be starting. Well, the first match against Dr. Congo.
If you want to call him that, they might say.
I know, Democratic Republic.
Yes, but sure, if you want to call. That's what it reads like.
It says DR Congo.
It reads like a soft drink, yes. DR Congo. And if you're listening, and if you've never heard the show before, we're just joking. Like,
no disrespect.
Someone could be very well being driven to the game or driving to the game. And yep. Look.
If you're in the back of an Uber right now,
this and
nothing but respect.
For whatever reason, this show is on in the back of an Uber. It's all with the jokes. We're not. We know you're. You should be very proud of your country. Yes. Anything we say can certainly be taken in jest.
And if you're a Ronaldo fan, my name is Joe George. Who's saying this?
If you want to harass me on Twitter, it's at Joe George Radio, whatever his account's name is. So there it is. But yeah, does he start when everyone, at least some people, believe they're better off without him out there?
I think you say it's a little bit like a playoff series where you don't rock the boat until you absolutely have to. Like you don't play that.
You don't
card.
Do it against Congo.
Exactly. Like you should be able to get past Congo,
even if he's taking all the shots.
Yeah, even if you think Ronaldo's limiting you. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
tell Bruno Fernandes to stop passing to him and just fire it from the 18-yard box.
We just saw Spain think they could get through a game without Lamine Yamal and win
that
it.
Is
and then
true.
they had to run him out there. They had to run Williams out there. They're two wingers who that. I don't think they really want to play in that game.
Yeah.
They had to get them both out there against Cabo Verde. So, to your point, Portugal should be talented enough to overcome, you know, the greatest player in their history screwing things up for them.
Being 41 years old.
Yes. But you just never know. You just never know. And you would want to get out early. You know he's going to take every free kick.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which counts as shots. So, you might just get there in the first half.
And I didn't do shots on target
for that reason.
Well,
exactly. Just shots. And he's going to take...
If that goes into the second deck, I'm good. That counts.
It still counts. He is going to want to take every free kick. We know if there's a penalty, he's taking it. So, I don't know if... Do penalties officially count as shots? I don't know how it works, but...
I think so. Or penalties in, like, play. There won't be a shootout.
In non-shootouts, so yeah. So, we'll see, but Ronaldo... To your point, I think why rock the boat? Just let him go out there and start. And then if you need to sub him off after like 65 minutes, whatever. If you're real, like, think about the world we would live in where he has to be subbed off to give Portugal a chance
exactly.
to win. Like, that would be, that's nuts. And maybe
they should be
the
able
honest
to,
way yeah. to talk about it, considering his lack of effectiveness over, well, the last several appearances for Portugal.
Because if you do that, you then, I mean, because we, both think Portugal is really good, sans Ronaldo. And even Ronaldo, I'm not like, I don't think he's like an absolute bum. You know, he just passed his prime. They probably have a better option. But if you make that move, you probably do have like six more games left in this tournament of pounding
dealing
Ronaldo.
With, and dealing with the conversation.
Yeah, like if you're going to do that, don't bring him. That's kind of where I stand.
Yeah. That
play
yeah,
him against...
That makes sense.
DR Congo, play him against... Uzbekistan. We'll see if the Colombia. I don't know the order. But if like the Colombia game really means something, then you know, maybe you make that decision there.
So it certainly would help Sean quite a bit if Portugal ran CR7 out
feed
there
it,
to get
feed
those
it to him.
Four and a half shots. I don't even think you have to feed it to him. They'll just go take it.
Just don't ignore him.
Actually, yeah,
João Félix.
Yeah, you're gonna have a lot of the. You're gonna have a lot of the ball, a lot of the possession.
Rafael Leão, don't get any. Do headers
count as shots on goal?
Yeah, if it's
or not even shots on
if
goal.
If it's towards the goal.
Yeah. So
if it goes 6 feet over the crossbar, yeah.
I think they announced the starting lineups. Is it an hour and a half before games in soccer or is it 30 minutes? I went to Portugal's official account to see if they've dropped the info to see if your bet really has a chance to cash in or you can
by the way, it just gets refunded if he doesn't play.
If he doesn't play. Oh, I think he's playing. I just think the question will they're not going to
Does he
start?
I get you.
Yeah, I think he's definitely playing. There's no way they keep him out of the lineup.
65th minute.
Yeah, go ahead. He still may get if it's like 3-0
garbage time.
He may get four and a half shots.
That's more dangerous.
Yeah, he may get a lot of shots because why not at this point? I'm trying to get myself a goal. So part of this is about what happened yesterday when Erling Haaland scored, Messi scored his first ever World Cup hat trick, and then, of course, Kylian Mbappe started the proceedings with his two goals.
Kylian Mbappe, a World Cup legend already at 27. What, most goals in French history?
Yeah.
I don't think we talk enough about, like, the final from 2022 and, A, what he did in that game, and, B, like, if they had just won that shootout, like, I mean, we're probably...
Or...
Mbappe is probably in the Messi, like, Ronaldo...
Winning
like,
two straight World Cups.
Like,
and playing
argument.
The way he did, scoring three goals.
Yes, like, he's, like... He lost a lot of legacy points in that. And not even, like, as a huge negative, just the... He could have been cemented at, like, 22, 24.
And you think... If Emilio I always get his first name.
Emiliano
Martinez. Yeah. Doesn't make the save now against Chouameni, was it? Now, or whoever the French
Dembele,
was.
I thought, but no, not Dembele. I forgot who it was.
Now,
in extra time.
And Mbappe doesn't get to the third goal, but who cares? You're winning a second. You're winning a second. I thought that was
back
in full
to back with the brace.
It was an extra time or for people added time, I think is what it is.
I thought it was a winger, but I could be wrong.
I think it was added time as the second half was closing. France had a chance to win the entire thing.
Yeah.
After being down too late. And you're talking a second straight title. Third time it's ever been done, and you score two goals in the final to do it. Yeah, he would be in very rarefied air. Instead, we get the storybook ending. For some, if you're a Brazil fan, no storybook ending. But for most people in the world, they're looking for Messi to win it.
If you're a CR7 head in Houston right now listening to this,
you're not loving it. But if you are someone who loves Messi or just loves that narrative, then he gave you everything you wanted, including a goal in extra time, which felt like it was going to be the winner, and then Mbappe got the penalty that he scored. But regarding Messi yesterday, he commits a foul that some people believe could have been a red card. He doesn't get sanctioned at all. He misses a foul, doesn't get a yellow.
Wembanyama of soccer.
VAR doesn't even look at it, or at least doesn't instruct the referee to look at it, and we keep going about our business. So he had already scored one, then he scored two. I was thinking about, you know, big star on a big team. Have I ever had a favorite player or a player on my team be a guy who just got calls? Like, you think about how fans look at their teams. Like, Harden got calls. Plenty. But do you think Rocket fans in the midst of it were like, oh, James is getting a lot of calls? Or like, oh, they're all deserved?
I'll tell you.
What was it like back then? 100%
they did not think they got all the calls. At least in the playoffs, especially the playoffs. Maybe,
well,
you know,
the officiating changed. I would agree to
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, and you know, we've all read the Daryl Morey dossier,
or at least we know it exists.
I
didn't read it.
I think we've all downloaded the PDF. I was writing my own at the time.
Very upset.
But yeah, I think, you know, a February game against New Orleans, there's games where I was like, man, you guys are getting a lot of these. Like, okay, the refs tonight decided James Harden is just going to shoot as many free throws as he wants or as he can take ethically, especially that team with Chris Paul on it too. It was very quick. You could find out, like, oh, okay, they're going to win because Chris Paul and James Harden are going to shoot 20 free throws each. That's the only time, though. I don't think the Houston Texans ever had, like, part of it's, like, quarterbacks are the only ones that really get all the calls where it's, like, Tom Brady level of, like,
yeah, or Mahomes,
he gets slapped.
Allen,
in, yeah.
Yeah.
And they call it like roughing the passer or anything. Like, I don't remember that was CJ or Watson or Schaub or Carr. Texas Longhorns never get any calls.
No, of course not.
League's out to get them.
As always.
No matter the league. Yeah, Astros. I don't. Baseball's a little different because it's like the umpire can, like, there's an understanding that the strike zone changes umpire to umpire,
sure.
So it doesn't feel like it's like every game they get an awful strike zone, you know?
Yeah, I think it is a specific to basketball thing and maybe soccer when
basketball,
you watch,
soccer.
When you watch what happened.
And
then if you have a star quarterback, sure.
Maybe corners too with the grabbing where it's like Sauce Gardner his rookie year just got allowed to hold everybody.
Yeah, I remember thinking, you know, this guy just got here. Why is he allowed to hold Tyreek Hill? And not be penalized for it.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. He became an all-pro, and he was as handsy as ever, as anyone, or maybe more than anyone, and still referees didn't call it. So Messi, for some people believe, that's a big player on a big team getting a call.
It's like Wembanyama in the finals.
Yeah, so if he
could have kicked him out.
So if he gets thrown out of game one, which no referee is ever going to do. That would mean, at minimum, he misses the next game. Depending on the offense, it could be a 3-game suspension if it's a straight red.
I wish they
did. And no chance. No. Now, Argentina would likely be fine as far as getting to the round of 32, and maybe they could win a round of 32 match without him, but there was never going to be an instance where that referee was even going to – he didn't even consider giving him a yellow, because if you give him a yellow, then VAR can intervene and go, hey, maybe you made a mistake, maybe you need to give him more. He's like, that's common foul, play on. Yeah. In fact, that Algerian player was grabbing at his leg, and the referee almost did the whole play advantage.
Yeah, while
he, and not Algerian advantage, Argentina advantage. but instead he found his senses and called a foul. So if you're looking for star power to show out, you got that yesterday, and we'll see if CR7 can in any way match what we saw in the World Cup. And that Portugal game is
he'll try.
He will try. The question is, does he still have those facilities to get it done? So you've got Portugal versus, as we like to say, Dr. Congo, but it is Congo DR, DR Congo, depending on the listing. And then you have England and Harry Kane against Luka Modric, because Modric is still playing in World Cups for Croatia. And then you have two of our biggest hecklers, Ghana and Panama, play each other.
Oh, wow. Wow. Team Asteroid for USMNTU fans.
Yeah, I don't have any real
It's like
connection.
If the Spurs and Warriors this played a series together.
This really isn't a thing where I need to root for a CONCACAF team, so I'm going to root for Panama. But then there's also all the scars from Ghana.
CONCACAF.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. And Ghana has created a lot of scars as far as World Cup pass, although the U.S. did beat them in their last consequential matchup. But that's your lineup for today. Getting started at noon in Houston at Houston Stadium. One of the stars of the tournament, and likely, I say likely because now you can't ever rule it out, because people thought Messi was done in 2018 when France eliminated him. They're like, wow, this could be Messi's last tournament, and now he's played in two more. So could I rule out Ronaldo hanging on and keeping Portugal hostage in 2030? No.
It's going to be Spain, Portugal, Morocco hosting.
Could he play at 44? What is he, 41 now?
I think he's 41.
45? Would he still be rolling around at 45 years old in a World Cup that his country is hosting?
He cannot.
You say that now. I think he may
try.
Retire.
Oh.
And then Cristiano Ronaldo is making a comeback. So he'll have the rested legs, yeah. and we'll start to hear rumors like 11 months before. He'll sign with some club team, his boyhood club in Portugal, whatever, for the story. He'll sign with that team, and then he'll just work his way back. And all of a sudden, he's called into a couple Portugal camps. Look, he's got to earn his place, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're not giving it to him. And he's
Bernardo's
been a great mentor to João Pedro.
Yeah, and Bernardo Silva has been blown away by the pace. Yeah.
You know the game. And CR7's back, leading the line in a World Cup hosted by Portugal. All right, we'll go to break with that. You want to join us, 713-780-3776. We're going to do this, but we got distracted. We'll hear from Hunter Brown on his return as he helps the Astros get a win in the second game of the series against the Tigers. We got a 1-10 start today as they wrap up the series, but we'll hear from the Astros ace when we get back.
It's the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
On Friday, the entire station will be at East River 9 for our soccer watch party. You can come watch Team USA with us at Birdie's Ice House starting at 10 a.m. And then you can register to win a $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company. Just find the promo team so you can enter for your chance to win. The winner will be announced at 5:30, and then you don't have to stay. The winner will not have to be present at the time of the drawing. So if you need to head out, we'll contact you if you happen to win that $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company. Okay, so Hunter Brown made his return, helped the Astros get the win. He was the man of the hour. Let's see what Hunter Brown had to say about finally being back.
It was, really exciting. You know, it's been, worked really hard to get back. And then here we were. So, shoot, I've been putting however many days in here in this park, and then you get to, you know, come out and compete again. So it's awesome. It's exciting. Yeah, I mean, obviously you did some things that weren't so great, and then, you know, made some big pitches when I had to as well. A couple leadoff walks. And then, you know, I feel like I settled in pretty good after the second inning. I don't know. Probably just been a while since I've been out there, you know, but I felt like I settled in pretty good. Yiner called a great game. Had some big plays behind me, and then the offense kept us in until they finally pushed it across in the eighth there.
So Hunter Brown hadn't pitched since March 31st. He pitched yesterday, so a full on eight, when they go 8 to 12 weeks, it was 12. It was the full-on 12 weeks. So, of course, credit to the Astros for not going with the most advantageous timeline. You know, we're just gonna wait. You know what? You want to spend actually, it was 10 weeks. Excuse me. That's how math works when it comes to months. It was 10 weeks, 2.5 months. So credit to them. Okay, it wasn't 12. It was 10. Yeah. You found the happy middle.
Delivered it right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Right in the middle.
Like,
so,
like, unlike the cable guy, actually. I was gonna say it's like unlike the cable guy. I'm just happy that it wasn't 40 weeks. You know, like, the Astros are still dealing with that, where a pitcher, something's wrong with his arm. So there's some discomfort in his arm, and the immediate reaction is like, all right, see you next year, if there is a next year.
I believe the wording when Hunter Brown went down made me not. Now, of course, you can be apprehensive, but it did make me believe that this would not be the 40-week or more absence. I didn't hear discomfort. That's why. So they got.
It was like a very specific thing.
Yeah. So they appear to know their history, or just at least knew that this didn't fall into the same category.
They've eased up on discomfort too. They don't use it for everything.
It's a clear signal that someone's gone for a long time, so they stopped using it. So Diesel, as his nickname.
Against his hometown team.
Diesel was back. I'm not in line with Diesel. It's fine. But the only Diesel I know is the Shaq one. If I'm going to call anyone Diesel, it'll be Shaq. But Diesel, Hunter Brown was back, and he did 7 strikeouts and 5 2/3. We're going to take that all day as he makes his return. And glad to have him back. There is now a stable starter. I don't think I can say that about the others, except for, amazingly enough, Peter Lambert at the moment, until his next or his first or potential blow up. Yeah. But as it stands now, most stable starters for the Astros, a guy who just came back from a 2.5 month absence.
Yes, making one start, and we're giving him to him. But yes, I agree.
And Peter Lambert.
Yeah. Eric Geddy, it's like the confidence I have in him is waning. Just not crazy. It's not completely getting forfeited like the Tetsuya Imai KC start, but it's not great. Still probably not enough where I'm like, now here comes the winning 6 out of 7 games stretch where they climb to 2 games under .500.
Cool.
Because that is like, I think Adam Spillane had something where it's like they had the same exact record at this point last season. I think it was when they're, 33 and 40 or something. And he was like, they're the same record at this point last season. But starting from this point, the Astros went on a 10-game win streak. It's like this team doesn't seem very close to going on a 10-game win streak. So that kind of – it's a little bit of like inflates the hope balloon, and it's like deflates it.
Yeah, and Peter Lambert will go today. So
jinxed
now we will see if all the things I just said where I gave him – it wasn't effusive praise. I just called him stable. We
gave him a handshake and a pat on the back.
Yeah, appreciate your work. We will see if him against Casey Mize, who's pitched well, we will see if Peter Lambert and the Astros lineup can get another win to win this series. Let's hope that this isn't a getaway day lineup? Because if we talk about, at least the Astros, particularly Espada, talks about how they need to start winning series. Well, you know how you win a series? Put your best guys out there try to win.
When it's 1-1, game three is very important.
Yes, you might want to give it your best. And one of the ways you give it your best is keeping Christian Walker in the five hole. The numbers are dramatic when he's hitting the five hole compared to other portions of the lineup. You just when he's batting fifth, you know, batting fourth, he's fine. When he bats fifth, the OPS is over 1,000, and the batting average is over 400. Fourth, he's okay. Third, he's terrible. So if we're doing the nitpicking about Espada and the things he does have control over, making sure Christian Walker is in the five hole. Yeah. That's what you do because
that's so weird. I would assume that four would be the best because he's batting behind, you know, like or just batting immediately after Yordan Alvarez, whether that's batting third or fourth. You would think that would be the best, but wow.
No, the most frequent guys in the lineup who's batting third is Isak Paredes. So that has been his spot for the most part. Walker's batted third 18 times and Yordan's done it 11 times. But I'm going to need our manager to squeeze the most potential out of this lineup that he can. And as of now, the evidence says keep Walker in the fifth. And it's not normal. Normally the fifth spot's most important. But other than Yordan, your other best hitter is Walker. Keep him in the five hole and go to work and position the lineup around that as you try to get the win in the series and start that winning streak. That changes the entire complexion.
Yeah, 10-game win streak
of this season.
Well, can you imagine? Actually only need a 9-game win streak?
Yeah, you've already got the one.
Bank that.
Thanks to who was it again?
The second baseman for the
yeah,
Detroit
mostly the Tiger second baseman who couldn't keep the ball in the infield.
Ronel Delgado.
Yes, Ronel Delgado, who has played a couple games for the Astros and had the big it's hit. I'll put in quotes, but it was ruled a single. And he drove in the game-winning runs, or at least a game-winning run with his two-run single. So I don't know if Ronel Delgado will be back in the lineup tonight, this afternoon. But whoever it is, let's hope they're at their very best, or at least close, because people still have hope. But it's hard to have hope if you can't win a series against the Tigers. They're bad, and Fromber's one of their best, and you're able to not beat him, but at least win the game that he pitched in. Let's get after Mize, who's actually pretty good himself. So that is the Astros situation today. 1-10 start. Peter Lambert on the mound. Let's go. All right, we'll go to break. Hour one is done. We'll get to hour two when we come back. You're certainly welcome to join us. 713-780-3776 is the number. I mentioned in passing a little bit that the $300 I won at the Gold Nugget would not have been able to, let's say, keep Floyd Mayweather happy. Winning $300 in under 2 hours probably doesn't fit the profile of a Floyd Mayweather gambling experience. I'll tell you what's up with the former world champion when we come back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.